Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, broadcasting live from beautiful Trout Lake, Washington, otherwise known as UFO and Paranormal Central. Tonight, I thought rather than give a guest tonight, there's so many people that are asking me questions, you know, about the future, the UFOs, the ETs. I thought I'd do a little monologue here and talk about what they've been talking about. And there's been so many people asking me these questions over and over, I thought I'd just address them on the show tonight and tell you some of the things that we're seeing. Now, there's a lot of information out there. There's a lot of people that are channeling information. When I was working with the Tibetan Foundation, what I found out is that some of their best channels were doing about 70%. And they knew that. And they tested and brought their best channels in as a group, and they all looked at a meter, and the meter would say the percentage of accuracy, and they would get about 5 or 10 different people all coming up with the same numbers to find out the accuracy of somebody's channeling. So it's very important when you're receiving messages to realize that there's a lot of messages out there coming out, and a lot of the messages aren't coming from people that are trained. They're tapping into the astral levels and lower levels of consciousness. And they're also, some of them are channeling their own subconscious and allowing a bleed through to happen. So it's a mixture of things going on. So realize that whenever you're getting information or receiving channeled information, a lot of it has to do with the mind that it's coming through. And so consciousness, you know, definitely will affect the channeling, and the level of consciousness they've attuned to is going to affect the channeling, and their own subconscious denials are also going to affect the channeling. So it's very important to realize that when you're listening to that kind of information. There's very few people that are totally gone when, you know, when a channel or a being comes in and totally takes over the body 100%. That's a little bit of a different story, but those are very far and few between. There are some people that can do that. But anyway, with me, I take more of a rounded approach. I look at the channeling. I look at the information coming in. I look at the science. I work with some of the top scientists on the planet right now, and I use a balanced approach to all of this. And in taking that balanced approach, I'd like to talk about a few things that one is the movie Contact Has Begun, that science is given in the movie Contact Has Begun. A lot of people think it's just about UFOs, but it's not. It's not just about UFOs. It has to do with Earth changes, with the future, with the consciousness here on the planet now, and the major shifts going on. It covers near-death experiences and our illusionary images of God, and covers quite a large spectrum of topics. And it's a very hard impacting movie. People that are seeing it all around the world right now are sending emails and letters and begging us to show it to their friends, and we're definitely saying the message is more important, you know, than the profit, so get it out there, because time is short. But there are some amazing things coming out. I'll tell you what the benevolent ETs are saying. They're talking a lot about the grid, and they're saying the grid is going down. The old grid is being collapsed, and that's the grid of fear and the grid that tyranny operates under, and it's being torn down, and you're going to see a huge shift coming up because there's a new grid to take its place, and it's a grid that's filled with love and joy and bliss and harmony and peace and working together with each other and in alignment with nature. So that's the new paradigm that's coming in, and the old paradigm is crumbling, and we can see that on every front right now, and you're going to see that in the political arena. You're going to see it in the economic arena. You're going to see the Earth itself moving through her cleanup process, you might say. And we are going to go through a major shift. And the bottom line is that there are many timelines going on, and the timeline that you're on, if you have a physical body and you're watching all this and you haven't been able to ascend or bilocate or levitate, you're probably going to have a physical experience when this comes down. So it's very important to look at this on every level with common sense. And we're going to talk a little bit about common sense being God sense and paying attention to your environment, you know, later on in the program. The you know, the bottom line is that we're entering solar cycle 24, which is going to be enormous. We're going to have massive coronal mass ejections, solar flares. This is going to be taking the grid down eventually. You're going to see the cell phones go down first, and then you're going to see a lot of problems on the internet, and then it's going to be followed by the entire grid going down. The only thing that would stop that is to totally shut the grid down and allow it to operate off the energies that are hitting the planet, because this huge wire network we have on the planet is not going to be able to sustain itself if it's left fully operational when these energies hit. So if they're smart, they'll tone it way down and adjust it, you know, as these energies come in. But I doubt that's going to happen, and I seriously doubt that the grid will be able to sustain itself past 2010. Now, the latest scientific reports coming in concerning the poles and the meltdown are pretty severe. They're saying that they're seeing a total meltdown by 2012 and an entire inlet going through Greenland by 2010. Now, one of the problems with this meltdown is that water has to go somewhere, and that water is going to create a lot of havoc on the coast. It's going to put a lot of pressure on the plates, and plates are going to start shifting, which is going to be creating more tsunami and volcanic activity underneath the ocean. And we all know where that goes. At the latest event that happened in Indonesia, you're going to see a lot more of that. And you're going to see it happening on both the east and the west coast eventually. And that's where we're headed as we speak. And this is science, folks. This isn't predictions. This isn't futuristic premonitions. This is science right now. This is what's going down. And it's very obvious. Now, I've talked about this in the books, in the Becoming God's book and the Reunion with Source book. And we've talked about these events, and we've talked about the fall of the tyrants and how they were going to rise to the top. And we've heard it all in the Hopi prophecies, and we've heard them in the Lakota prophecies. And basically, kudos to the Lakota Nation, for they have succeeded from the union right now, and they're in that process, and basically they're saying that the United States, basically, or America, has broken every treaty and created all kinds of problems, and they're just done. And so now they're seceding, and they're saying that anybody that wants to join them, they can be under their wing. And you can get a passport soon. You'll be able to get a driver's license. You'll be able to get everything, and you can become part of the Rainbow Nation. And so anybody that's been really hassled with their driver's license or couldn't get a passport or had their bank accounts cleaned out, moi included, you know, it might not be a bad idea. So maybe it's time, you know, because, you know, people are gathering who really respect the Earth, and they love this planet, and they're the true patriots, you might say. The people that really love America and love this planet and want it to continue, you know, are the ones that are deemed as unpatriotic, unfortunately, but actually it's the opposite. But that's a major event coming down. There's an alliance that I work with. I work with Andromeda Energies, there's an Orion Council of Light, and there's a Palladian group that I work with very deeply, and several others. And the ones I work with that are about 2 million years ahead of us, the Palladians that I work with, they're much more advanced than some of the other Palladians that have been here in the past. And their ships show that. Their ships are just pure energy. They're beautiful, spinning fields of energy, and they're pink on the inside and blue on the outside and turquoise at the top and bottom, and they're pulsing like a heart with spinning fields, and they're just pure energy. And we actually have these videotaped, and one of them is in the movie Contact Has Begun. I videotaped one flying over the house. But these are extremely advanced beings that we're working with, and they're talking about shifts in consciousness. And basically what they're telling me now is that healing is the ultimate power. Love is the ultimate power. Those are the powers of creation, and that's what's being pressed in on the earth right now. And all of these higher beings, these ultra-dimensionals and extremely advanced beings right now, ascended masters, angelic kingdoms, whatever you want to call them, are all pressing their energies in on the earth right now. And the earth is going to go through a major transition, a quantum leap in evolution. And we're in that process right now, and we're seeing these shifts. And there's a lot of people saying, oh, don't worry, nothing's going to happen. There's going to be no changes. I think they need to have a little reality check, and I'm sure they will. There's some people sitting on the coast. I won't mention names, but I had one woman on coast to coast the other night who is supposedly channeling the Palladians say, if a tsunami is coming at you, just close your drapes and pray, you know. And, you know, I don't think draperies are going to work. I think they're highly overrated, you know, in protection from a tsunami. So I think closing your drapes might not be the best option. And if you have a physical body, you might want to think about moving from the coast and not hanging out on the coast too much longer. There's a lot of other information about the Palladians being reptilian and things like that, which is nonsense. And basically, they're our ancient ancestors, and we are remnants of them. You know, we're part of the star nations, you might say. The Earth was colonized many, many thousands of years ago. And it had to start over several times as primitives, and all those records were lost. So we're the remnants of some great star nations. And what's ironic is these higher beings actually refer to us as the forgotten gods, the beings that totally fell and forgot their divinity. They forgot their true nature. They forgot the omnipresent creator within all creation, even themselves. They have fallen so far they can't even accept the fact that they're divine and they were created from the same divine essence that everything else is created. And they separate themselves through fear and guilt and unworthiness and through a lot of programming into something less than God by their own choice and by their own conscious belief system, you might say. But all of this is falling by the wayside, and people are waking up and realizing that, indeed, you know, as Jesus the Master said, ye are gods. The temple of God is within you. It's that simple. It's not that complicated. No matter how hard you try, you cannot separate yourself from omnipresence. You can just live the illusion, and you can accept the beliefs and all the programs, and you know, you can sit in front of your TVs and you can drink your beer and watch your football games and think you're this little separate personality self and watch everything crumble around you, or you can get up and do something. And I know the audience that I have right now are the type of people that are going to get up and do something. And that's the age we're going into right now. We were going through the age of transparency, you might say, where everything was made transparent, everything surfaced. You can see this right now in the political arena. You can see all the corruption coming forward, the impeachment hearings. It's just the undeniable evidence is so overwhelming. There's such a mountain of evidence to just show how corrupt we've become, you know, in America, and how we've allowed the mega corporations, the oil industry, the pharmaceutical industry, and the war industry to run things. And then we have to ask ourselves, well, how come we don't have peace? You know, how come we don't have clean, fuelless energy? How come we don't have the cure for all these diseases? And we have to look at what we've done. We've allowed corporate-sponsored puppets to lead us. And there's just a few out there now that are coming forward that are pointing this out, and they're here to really lead the people and reinstall the divinity with the individual and reinstall our own basic human rights, you know, provided to us by the Constitution. And we need to get behind these leaders. And a lot of people say, you know, you can't sponsor this party or sponsor that party. I never sponsor parties. I don't consider myself a Republican or a Democrat or an independent or anything. I look at the soul qualities of a person and look at who is best to get us through these times, to get us through this quantum leap in consciousness and evolution that we're going through. And I take a long, hard look at their message and see if they are aligned with the universal principles and understandings that are necessary for a healthy society and environment. And this is what I look at. I don't look at who's behind them, you know, or if they've got $1 billion sponsorship from the war industry or if they've got this or that. You know, that's the ones that have the big money that are going to be installed, or that people are trying to install them, you might say, are not the ones you want to get behind. You know, you really need to do some soul searching and look at the intent and the motive, and look at the integrity of the people that want to lead you. Now, the bottom line, we need to move back into self-leadership. And that was the original intent of this planet. One of the Pleiadians I was talking with, she told me about the history of the Earth. And basically, she said the Earth is a colony. And it's a colony that was started by many nations. And there's such a diversity of plant life, animal life, human life here. The genetic diversity is just unsurpassed. Nowhere else is there such diversity, and it needs to be cherished. And some people say we're just a big experiment in a zoo. Well, they're partially right, but it's a divine experiment. And there's a lot of interest in this, a lot of divine vested interest in this. Now, the original plan was to create an Eden where people would live in harmony with each other and nature and evolve to their highest potential. That was the original plan for planet Earth. This plan was hijacked, and we all know who hijacked it, and those who are self-serving, that care nothing for life, whether it be human life or you know, nature. These people, all they care about is power and wealth and profit, and they'll do anything, you know, to acquire this. They're obsessed with it, you might say. And these are the people right now that are running things. And from my understanding right now, there's levels within levels. And the roots run very deep on some of the darkness here on the planet. And these higher beings now are taking care of some of the deepest levels of this tyranny, you might say, some of the negative energies that are here, which aren't all on the physical. They're coming from other levels as well. And so they're rooting this thing out at its deepest roots, and the planet Earth itself is moving to a frequency where it won't support these roots anymore as well. It's moving into a new space and time, a new frequency. And those who are holding the frequency of fear and anger and control and domination and all this other nonsense, they're not adjusting to the new frequencies of the planet. So it's almost like the planet itself is purging on a very deep level. The consciousness and energy here on the planet is purging. The Earth's consciousness as well is healing. And we're going to see a major event transpire here. And it's going to happen very fast, a lot faster than most people think. And a lot of people think we're going to wait till 2012 and just, you know, jump on this new timeline that comes along. It's not really going to work that way, because between now and 2012, there's going to be intense changes on every level, because everything needs to be cleaned up before that jump happens. And there's some major events that are going to be happening. So I wanted to cover some of these events and that are coming up that we've seen. And unless there's some major divine intervention, these things are going to happen. And the first thing I wanted to talk about is basically you're going to see a lot of political and economic changes. The economy is not looking good. You know, everybody knows it. The housing market's fallen on its face. Everything else is propped up. A lot of countries are saying no more. We're not going to back the dollar with oil, which is one of the main reasons we went to war, was over the oil and over backing the dollar with the oil. And this is all coming to the surface. And, you know, all of these things are not looking good as far as that shift. And so we have to start flowing with this shift. Now, what the Pleiadians are saying is we need to grow with the flow. We need to evolve with this flow. We need to adjust with it. We need to make whatever adjustments on any level to move with this flow, and we'll be okay. And we need to do it with loving detachment. And, you know, and if we... You know, in one of the books I talked about the monkey trap, and everybody knows about that, where, you know, they have they tie a coconut down, they drill a hole in it, put rice in it, and they tie it down with a leather thong and to a tree or whatever, to a stake, and a monkey will come along and it'll grab the rice, and it won't let go of the rice, and they can walk right up to it, and it's trapped because it's so greedy it can't let go of the rice. and they can either club it, you know, or throw a net over it, or do, you know, whatever they desire to do to this monkey, they can do. And basically, there are a lot of people that have their hand in that monkey trap, and their greed, you know, is going to be their demise. And so we need to learn to detach and shift into service, you know, start serving humanity's earth, you know, align with this awakening and healing process, and start moving forward. You know, forgiveness is unlimited, and there's no one out there that can't be forgiven. And, you know, in this process, they need to make restitution. They need to take the, you know, assets they've gathered at the expense of humanity Earth and start putting them back into the healing and awakening of humanity Earth. And then go within and try to find forgiveness within self, because the Creator doesn't even know how to judge. There is no judgment. The karma is always kept within the soul. It's kept within the individual. And, you know, there's a lot of egos out there that think they have fooled the soul, or they think they have outwitted the soul and outwitted their karma, and they think they're so arrogant that none of these things are going to happen to them. Well, you got some truckma coming your way, and I would not be so arrogant as to think that you're outside the universal laws and the law of karma, because these things are coming down. So it's very important that we all combine together. You know, the rainbow tribes all gather together. It's important that we live in harmony with each other and nature and help people through these changes, because we're going to be challenged on every level as these changes unfold. And we're going to have to unite and align ourselves with the universal principles that are necessary for a healthy society and environment. And we don't need a doctrine. We don't need an image. We don't need any of this to live according to these universal principles and just be a decent human being. These understandings are written within the heart of all humanity. Almost every culture, you know, knows this. And basically, it's brother, sister, love, you know, individual freedom, prosperity for everybody, living in harmony with each other and the planet, seeing the Creator in all creation. You know, these basic truths we need to start living by. And, you know, it's time to make this shift, to make this jump, and do it with loving detachment, as I say. You might need to let go of a few things, but it's better than losing everything. You know, I noticed in myself, when I went through this huge shift, I walked away from everything. I had a commercial real estate office. I had people working for me. I had a beautiful four-bedroom house. I had the car, the fast car, the boat, everything, you know, everything you could dream of to be a success. And I walked away from that, and I left it, and came up to move forward on following my own soul purpose here. And the universe just provided everything again. It was amazing. It just, like, appeared 10 times better, but it was things that really served me. And even though I simplified and I wanted to just stay simple, all these things just keep coming. I just keep giving them away and let them flow through. Because I don't need all of these things, and none of us do. One of the things, the movie The Secret, I thought The Secret had some really good information in it. But again, it was an infomercial for materialism. And we really don't need all the toys. We don't need the big house. We don't need the wife to die for. We don't need all of these things to love and accept and approve of ourselves. Love, acceptance, and approval always comes from within, as well as security. And we don't need all these things. And the more spiritual people become, usually they simplify and they realize that these things are not important. Now, there's a lot of, I call them the see me, dig me crowd, I'm so spiritual, that are out there telling everybody, you know, their spiel, you know, and they're getting some big donations and everything else. But, you know, the real ones, you'll find out, are usually sitting out, you know, somewhere in a cave, or you're not really going to hear about them, the ones that are very plugged into God. It's not that important. There's nothing wrong with having wealth. There's nothing wrong with being prosperous. You know, it's just the seeking outside of self. That's where we lose track. And we shouldn't be attached to the things. We shouldn't attach our love, our joy, our acceptance, or approval our status, you know, our self-worth on outer material objects. That's just not the way to go. You'll always be upset in the end if you do that. Nothing wrong with having them, just don't attach, you know, any of your soul qualities to these material objects. The other things I wanted to talk about is what's on the books right now, unless we have some extreme divine intervention, is, you know, we've got the solar maximum coming up, which is going to take out the cell phones and a lot of the computer networks, and it's also going to take out the, you know, your ATM cards aren't going to work, and eventually the whole grid isn't going to be working. And it's going to take a long time to get them down because, get them back up once they go down, because it's going to keep expanding all the way up till 2012. Now, the other thing we've got is we've got a lot of water movement coming up this spring along the coast. And so I would sit and meditate and get very clear with where you need to be, if that's where you need to be or not. It's very important. We don't know the extreme of this yet, but it's definitely looking like you're not going to want to be on the coast in the not too distant future here. And that's just, you know, not even so much a prophecy, that's just common sense, basically. We've got volcanoes going off the coast of Oregon. They aren't talking about them. They're keeping them quiet. But that's where a lot of the earthquakes are coming from. You know, we've got La Palma, which could split off. And if that goes, there's going to be a massive tsunami hitting the East Coast. We've got all kinds of events that are happening. Chile is just off the scale right now with earthquakes, and that's where the April Fool's earthquake that hit Hawaii came from. You know, so a lot of these things are happening right now that we're talking about. Japan is just rocking and rolling right now. A lot of big quakes hitting Japan, and this is going to continue to escalate. The planet's overheating. It's under a lot of pressure, and that pressure needs to be released, and that is the bottom line. So it's going to escalate, and there's going to be a lot of movement. So I wouldn't park yourself on top of a volcano or a major fault line or on the coast. That's just common sense. You know, the other thing I wanted to talk about was the partial pole shift. There's a very good chance with all of this water melting, the Earth is like a spinning top, and that water is moving, and water is very heavy. And the water is actually like moving a weight on your tire. When your tire's spinning and you move a weight on it, it starts going out of balance and it starts wobbling. And we're starting to wobble like crazy. And this wobble is going to continue. We could experience a 3-degree pole shift when the Earth tries to straighten itself out and seek equilibrium again. And when this happens, where we are here in the Pacific Northwest, we're going to be going 200 miles south overnight when this happens. And so the problem with that is when we go south 200 miles, the oceans are there, and they're going to be coming to greet us. So we'll probably be okay where we are. There's not going to be a problem where I am. I'm east of the Cascades and a high elevation. But anywhere along the coast, you're going to see a lot of movement and a lot of oceans moving, and it's going to be intense. And this is on the books as we speak. There's other events coming up. There is the possibility, I do not right now have not been given the go-ahead that there is going to be divine intervention to stop this. There are massive ships here right now. There's astronomers starting to see these ships. They're getting in a lot of trouble for discussing these ships. And they're starting to show up. And a lot of astronomers are actually taking pictures. If you go to the Jeff Wren site, I think it's wrens.com, you can see pictures of these massive ships. They're photographing all these ships, and they don't know what they are. They don't know if there are black ops ships or if there are other ships, ET ships, or what they are. But, you know, there's a lot of footage coming from NASA right now that's been held and suppressed that's coming out with ships on the moon. You know, they have tons of footage. Every single thing we've launched into space has been monitored and had a ship present. And they've starting to acknowledge this. A lot of the astronauts are coming forward as well. San Diego is having incredible UFO activity. There's a big flap going down there with massive ships flying over San Diego. And this is, you know, right on the border with Mexico, which is also having fleets, you know, thousands of ships flying over main cities in Mexico. You know, we aren't seeing this on the news, and, you know, just like we aren't seeing the impeachment hearings are just now starting to come out in the news. And what does that tell you? You know, this is mainstream news. When thousands of ships fly over, that's a mainstream news event. That's a big event. It should be hitting the news. When somebody comes out with a fuelless energy device or learns to can split water on demand, making oil obsolete, that should be in the news. You're not seeing that in the news. You know, these fuelless energy technologies, you're not going to see these in the news, just as it took forever for the impeachment hearings to come on the news. And they're happening. I mean, the charges have been filed. They're up, and they're waiting for people to Senator Wexler's office. You know, if you want to call his office and check in, he'll give you all the information on it. And there's a mountain of charges that are being looked at, and I don't think they can be dismissed, mainly because the charges are a lot of the charges that we got to see ourselves on mainstream news, the very people doing it. And so, I mean, they did it in front of how many million witnesses, so that's going to be a hard one to refute. But anyway, we're going to see some major changes. This is a little heads up. You know, the good news is they're doing everything they can to change the frequencies of the planet, to change the grid, to ferret out some of these extremely dark energies that have been interfering with the planet. One thing they told me that really struck a chord is they said that the Earth was designed for us to evolve to our highest potential. And she said no one group was supposed to lead or rule. We're supposed to be free, sovereign beings. And that was the original intent. And I think we're going back to that intent. It might be a rocky road on the way, but I think eventually we're going back to the original intent, was an Eden, to live in harmony with each other and nature. And, you know, for each individual to be free to evolve to their highest potential. That's where we're going. And you're going to see this old guard, this old program, falling on its face here real soon. And, you know, it's just destiny. It's part of an evolutionary process. It's like mama's coming home. You know, the parents are coming home. And, you know, they've not wanted to intervene. They've been observing for a really long time, and now enough's enough. So that's kind of the stage we're in right now. You know, so we're going to see a lot of these guys running for cover. They're going to be going down in the little underground facilities, and they're going to be trying to hide out and write out all these changes, but it's not going to work. No matter where you go, there you are, and there's your karma. So, you know, you cannot hide from ultra-dimensional beings. It just doesn't work. But anyway, that's my information for the New Year's. I hope it brought some people hope. You know, I know some people are waiting for this. They're waiting for the Earth to go through its birth pains and its healing process, and they're waiting for this quantum leap in evolution, and it's coming. You know, we're moving rapidly into that, and you know, it might mean we have to make some changes, and that's the only thing constant on this planet and in this universe is change, and we might have to make a few changes to make it through to see this greater light, this greater day, but it's going to be worth it, because on the other side of these changes, it's going to be an awesome event. We're going to see the Earth join the rest of the universe, and we're going to see technologies beyond your wildest dreams, both healing technologies, you know, the restoration of the environment, all of these things we're going to be seeing in the future, and it's going to be mind-blowing. And when we see these things happen, the thing is that we have to rise to the occasion. We have to be worth moving to this new world. We have to be worth saving, you might say. You know, there's a lot of people think Jesus is going to appear to them and pick them up and fly them off in the rapture, and they aren't going to have to do anything. And what the hell? Just let the planet go to hell anyway, because you know, we're going to be picked up in the rapture. Well, that's not going to work. And, you know, the bad news for these folks is whatever you do on this planet follows you. You know, it's what you do to the least of nature and humanity, you take with you. And that determines your next expression and where you go in your next expression. So, you know, we have to forgive ourselves. We have to release the past. We have to surrender to these new divine energies coming in, or we're going to find ourselves somewhere else. And it won't be here because this place is going to the next level. And that's about it. But that's the good news, is that we just need to pay attention to grow with the flow, use loving detachment, and follow your own inner guidance and make your own inner God connection. Don't wait for somebody else to tell you what to do or when to do it. Don't wait for me to tell you what to do, when to do it. It's important that you establish your own inner guidance. Connect with your own inner healer. And listen and do, you know, follow the guidance. You know, don't ignore it, you know, and think that it's, you know, if you don't act on it, usually it stops talking to you, you know. So you got to go through the moods and do what the inner guide is telling you to do. I wanted to open up for calls, and I was hoping other people had visions or wanted to discuss some of the things that they've been seeing concerning the future or the star nations or technologies or whatever they want to talk about. And I want to give you our line. If you all got a pencil there, I'll give you a few seconds to get a pencil to write this down. But we've got several numbers if you wanted to call in. One of the numbers is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Our Canada line is 815. It's 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. And I know we have a lot of Canadian listeners, and we have a lot of wonderful Canadian people that come to the ranch on a regular basis, so feel free to call in. The direct line is 530-876-3222. 530-876-3222. And again, let me give you the first number, which most people call in on. The first number is 877-876-5227. And if you're out there and you want to talk and tell about what you're feeling and some of the feelings that are coming to you right now and feelings of the future, feel free to call in. There's several other things that I wanted to talk about. I really don't like getting into, you know, any of the political arena and the other things. I also don't like getting into the low-level contacts, you know, with the, you know, some of the grays and the black ops and the, you know, those guys, you know, some of their programs. That's really not my forte. My forte is really focusing and rising to the occasion to connect with these higher dimensional beings, these extremely loving, joyous, blissful beings that are very spiritually and technologically advanced, and especially the ones that have full use of creational energies. Those are the ones that I like to work with and focus my attention on. You know, these other events are going on. They're being phased out, and I get, you know, constant letters, you know, why don't you talk about the abductions, you know, why don't you talk about the abuse, you know, the military abuse and this and that, why don't you talk about, you know, all this other stuff going on and, you know, the deep underground bases and all the genetic experimentation and the torture and all the other stuff. You know, those things are going on, but that frequency is so dark and so ugly, and it's not going to be able to maintain itself. And from my understanding is that a lot of those energies are being phased out. You know, as we speak, there's people of integrity within these systems that are blowing the lid off it and doing what's right, and they're realizing that, you know, where they're at, they're not really serving humanity, Earth, in any way whatsoever, and that's not what they signed up for. So it seems like people in every walk of life, in every arena, are having this attack of impeccable integrity, and they're saying, you know, this just isn't working, this isn't what I signed up for, I can't do this any longer, this just isn't right, and I'm going to do something else. And some of them feel so upset on the inside that they feel it's their duty to expose, you know, what's going on this deepest, darkest levels. And there's a lot of deathbed confessions out there, you know, especially concerning Roswell, there's quite a few out there where a lot of the key figures have actually made it very, very clear that Roswell was a real event. There was, you know, a crash there. There were bodies retrieved, and there's actually two locations. And that's old news, you know. It's you know, to me, what it puts a little bee in my bonnet is that you're not going to hear about the benevolent ones, the spiritually and technologically advanced ones, the ones that have the full use of creational energies. You're not going to hear about those. And it's very sad. And, you know, the movie industry has been putting out all these movies. Every time I turn around, I see another trailer where they have ETs biting people's necks off or slicing and dicing them or morphing and swallowing them you know, it's just turning them into fertilizer, you know, or coming out of the crops, and Signs is one of them, you know, and War of the Worlds, and all of these movies that are coming out now and serials and are just unbelievably negative concerning, you know, the UFOs and what's really going on. And some of them have a little bit of positive, and then they spin it in the end and make it, you know, into a negative. But, you know, overall, you'll see that the very loving, joyous, blissful, benevolent, spiritual beings out there are totally ignored, and there's a reason for this. And, you know, it's very common sense if you look at the reason and if you look at who is running the country right now. Because I want you to think about this. If these beings came to the earth and they had full use of creational energies, they had the ultimate healing technologies, they had unlimited, fuelless, free energy, and they stood for peace, would they be welcomed? You know, would our governments welcome them? What if they had knowledge so far beyond any of our religions, and they have knowledge of the origin of God, you know, and the origin of this planet and creation, and it's so far beyond anything we could imagine, and it's much, much bigger than the words written or spoken, which can't capitalize God. There's no way they can. But if their knowledge was so far beyond, what would happen? What would the religions do? You know, how would they take this? You know, what if these beings landed and said, God is within you? You know, God is within everything and everyone. You know, it's creation. You know, what would they do? I think we know what they'd do the same thing they did 2,000 years ago, and we'd see a lot of ETs hanging on crosses. But anyway, we have to take a look at that as a society, and then we ask ourselves, why are these UFOs landing in these primitive third world countries? They're landing in Africa, they're talking to the children, they're landing in South America, they're landing in Mexico, they're having all of these encounters there. And very positive, very spiritual ones. I've had some of the people on the show that have talked about it, that these beings, that they won't even talk to them until they meditate first and they get their minds, you know, in order and stilled and release the fear. You know, why are these happening with all of these third world countries and these simple people? Why are they the ones being contacted? And we have to ask ourselves, you know, why is that? And why is it all over their newspaper, right? Headline news when a major ship flies over. You know, and we don't see it in this country. You know, all of these things we have to reevaluate. And this coming new year is a good year to really rethink who we are, where we're going, and what kind of participation, you know, we're in. You know, like, how are we participating in the awakening, healing of humanity, Earth, the good of humanity? What are we doing to add to that? You know, are we service-oriented? Are we self-oriented? You know, where are we going? And the main reason why I came on tonight to talk about this, and I didn't bring a guest, is because of the amazing contacts and the information that's been flowing to me about this. And their main message is, we need to release the past. We need to let go of the old wounds, the old traumas, the old grudges. That's what's behind, you know, a lot of the wars and a lot of the problems we're experiencing today. We need to start seeing the God in everyone and everything. We need to see the Creator in all creation and end all of this division and separation that's been perpetuated by some very unconscious people. You know, religions and governments divide and separate. People don't separate. You'd be very surprised if you go to other countries how much you're welcomed and loved. You know, but since our illustrious leader has been doing his thing, now we're probably one of the most hated nations on the planet, which is very sad. But we have a chance to straighten this out, to clean this up, and become, you know, restored back into, you know, what we once were, which was a leader for the free world, to show people how they could live in harmony, live in democracy. You know, actually, we are a republic. We aren't a democracy, but, you know, that's something else we need to go deeper into. But we're supposed to be living as sovereign kings. You know, each a leader in their own right. You know, a leader of your own self-determination. And that's what a republic is. As long as you're not harming each other or destroying the environment or whatever, you should be free to do whatever you are driven to do, you know, on an inner level, basically. But that's not really the program right now, but we are going to be eventually going back to that. Somebody asked me how the Pleiadians raise their kids, and it depends on which level. You know, you have to think about time when you're talking about beings. And if you say the word Pleiadian, you go, okay, which Pleiadians? Are you talking about the time travelers that are coming from the past? Are you talking about the ultra-dimensional ones, the ones that are millions of years ahead of us in the future? Which ones are you talking about? You know, and we need to look at things differently. A lot of the ones that still have a physical body, you might say, you know, they do things much, much differently. They take their kids around the age 9, and they take them up on the ships, and they power up the ships. And when the ships power up, they fly in almost what we would call a near-death experience. They're in creation. And they know they're one with everyone and everything, and they inspire these kids, and they know their sole purpose, and so they give them everything they need to fulfill that purpose. We have a caller. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Great. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, thank you for accepting my call.
Who are we speaking with?
You're speaking to Jose. I don't know if you remember me. I was there.
Of course I do.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah, you're one of the enlightened masters that was dancing out in the field taking all those awesome orb photographs, and you got all the kids to go out there and dance. And
yeah, I got I got those kids up. I just have one question, or actually two questions.
Yes.
The first one is, what do you think about the predictions and or the ideas that great ships, massive ships, would come or will come to take us away from harm, such as in, for example, in tsunamis or disasters? I have been hearing several other people saying that they have been contacted and they have received these messages. And
mm-hmm.
I would like to know what is your input in this. Also, one more question. What is the webpage that you said? I couldn't catch the name of the webpage of these astronomers taking pictures of these massive ships.
Well, that's Jeff Wren's sightings on the radio, and it's on his front page. It was on his front page. I actually put it up on my site, too, so if you go to, you know, where it says asyouwish.radio, I put it right there on the page when it says upcoming guests. You know, I put the link there. It's a pretty long link, but hopefully that one works. If it doesn't, just go to Wren's. I think it's rense.com, R-A-N-S-E.com, and it should pop up. But as far as that intervention, I think there are a lot of people that actually came here. They, on a soul level, they incarnated here to assist this awakening process, and they're very connected. And I think some of those people, very good chance that they will have the option on whether to take off or leave. I've seen, you know, a long time ago I saw visions of the future, and I saw the planet turned into a total mud ball. I mean, it was denuded, and it was intense, and it looked beautiful, but this civilization was gone. And that really inspired me to do the work I'm doing now because, you know, we can get some major divine intervention if we all start, you know, rising to the occasion and start working in the highest and best good of humanity and the earth and start, you know, putting pressure on our leadership, no matter where they are, to start working on behalf of the people on the planet, not on behalf of self. So I think that is a possibility. I don't believe that my own personal opinion, and from talking to the Andromedans said that that would interfere in soul evolution and with a lot of people, and is that they incarnated in these times for this event, and a lot of them have to have this experience. It's the only way they're going to learn. Some people chose to go and help people in their transition and by doing the transition themselves. There's so many levels to this as to what is going on, and I think it's individual. I think some people are actually going to jump timelines, and they're going to move from one timeline to another. The trick is not to be very humble with this and go within and ask yourself without attachment of anything. Get into a space where you're not attached to your house on the coast or you know, sitting on top of a fault line, and because that's going to influence your information. And go within and spend a long time getting really quiet and listen and just say, okay, what's in my highest and best good? Where do I need to be? Where do I need to go? I the Andromedans were saying no at one time. That's not going to happen. Things might have changed, but from what I understand, it's that they see us as eternal souls. And that even though these events are happening, we're all going to, you know, move on and come back, you know, unfortunately in diapers. But, you know, and have to start over with a new personality. But it's much better to, I think right now, is just to do all we can to save ourselves and to, you know, not through fear, just out of love of self. You know, start gathering in communities, you know, meditate, find out where the safe places are and gather in communities. And then that energy that you're generating at that community is going to generate protection and a lot of help. And I think that's what the inner calling is for people to start gathering, you know, and, you know, the rainbow tribes, it's time for them to get together and start, you know, learning to work together and live in harmony with each other and nature.
Mm-hmm. Well,
what do you think?
I totally think, well, I have been reading a little bit about how to evolve and the things that we need to do in order to get along. So, I mean, I cannot work in a level where I have to convince people that I can work in myself in order to help the rest of the group, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think just by your example, I know when you were here, by your example, you got everybody to kind of free themselves up and release and start connecting in. And I, you know, personally from my own observation, I think you're already a very advanced soul and you'd probably be the first ones to get beamed up if they were going to beam people up. I'd beam you up.
Well, you know, right now, as I said, I'm reading about different things that perhaps I might help me, you know, become more aware.
Yeah.
What is my place here on Earth, and
mm-hmm.
what is my purpose, and what I need to do in order to help this shift be a little bit more smooth on myself and perhaps the people that are around me.
Yeah, definitely. I you know, I'm on the same page. You know, that's why I came in here to 'cause, you know, I was shown some visions that were just pretty damn scary. And that was the way it was. That's the way what was on the books at the time. This was in 1982. And a lot of things have changed since then. There's been a lot of intervention, a lot of, you know, for instance, they showed me San Francisco totally leveled and gone. And
wow.
And what happened is the ships actually moved up and down the fault line, and this is very well recorded, and they changed the nature of the faults there, and they bought the people time. So it would have happened if it wasn't for that intervention. And it was recorded on a lot of the sightings. You know, the UFO reporting centers all had these sightings, and they're beaming. Massive ships were beaming energy into the fault lines all up down the San Andreas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there is help, but again, you know, the Earth has to heal herself and do what's necessary. And if we don't get with a program and go with the flow, I think she's going to have to remove quite a few of us.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately.
Well, it is kind of difficult to see that the population here on Earth has totally exploded. I mean, countries such as China that has an overpopulation, Mexico,
yeah.
for example, tiny pieces of land that basically are being exploited by thousands of people. And not only that, but in general, the world itself in the need of natural resources. And I think that's something that we need to change if we are really thinking on surviving as a species.
Definitely. We can't, you know, multiply beyond the natural resources to sustain us. And a lot of that has been perpetuated by certain beliefs and faith, you know, and it has to be changed. You know, they have to kind of bite the bullet and say, you know what, you know, maybe it isn't a good idea to, you know, definitely overpopulate beyond your resources. And you know, there's consequence to that. That's just natural.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, I recently saw a documentary that was rather checking to reality for me, and really I became more conscious of the things that I use every day.
Yeah.
Such as, for example, polymers. I have been reading about polymers and how bad things can get when you use too
yeah.
much plastic.
Exactly. You know what? I've got to sign off now. We're out of time.
Oh.
Thank you so much for calling in. Come up and visit
thank
us soon.
Thank you so much. I really am looking forward to get up there sometime.
All right.
And, oh,
definitely. Don't
it.
Be a stranger. We got plans for you up here.
Definitely.
All right. Well, take
right,
care,
thanks
and thanks
so
for calling
much,
in.
James.
All right. Well, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening, and tell all your friends about this show if they want to know what's happening in the universe.